Terror alert, police shoot and kill knifeman trying to burn down French synagogue. By Oliver J.J. Lane on May 17, 2024. The French government is to decorate a police officer who shot dead an Algerian migrant male who was under a years-old deportation order, and who set fire to a synagogue on Friday morning. A 29-year-old Algerian migrant carrying a 10-inch knife was shot dead early this morning by police. The man had allegedly climbed onto the roof of a synagogue in the city of Rouen in northern France, smashed a window, and thrown in an incendiary device. Public prosecutor Frédéric Taillet said, per Le Figaro, that police responded to a public report of smoke rising from the building. And when they arrived, they called for a man carrying a knife and a chisel on top of a wall at the building to come down. Instead, the man insulted the officers and threw a chisel at them. During the confrontation, officers were forced to fall back and, feeling threatened, one of the police fired 5 shots, 4 of which struck the Algerian. He was given first aid but died at the scene. Per normal procedure, the officer who used his weapon was placed into detention until the justification of the shooting is confirmed. Nevertheless, the French Interior Minister has made clear the government's view on the matter, and says the officer who opened fire will be decorated by the state for his extremely courageous, extremely professional conduct. The motive is being investigated, but the prosecutor is considering arson due to religion. Intentional violence against persons holding public authority. Elie Corquia, president of French Jewish group Consistoire Central, wrote of the attack, and thanked police for preventing a greater tragedy. He said, on this Shabbat Eve, an armed individual who wanted to set fire to the consistorial synagogue of Rouen was neutralized by the police, who were nearby. Thank you to our law enforcement who avoided a new anti-Semitic tragedy in our country. Rouen Mayor Nicolas Meyer-Rossignol said, the attempted burning of the synagogue, it is not only the Israelite community that is affected. The entire town is bruised and in shock. The mayor called a rally in the town center for Friday evening. The suspect, a 29-year-old Algerian migrant, was in receipt of a OQTF, an obligation to quitter la France or order to leave the country after his application for leave to remain made in 2022 was denied, meaning he shouldn't have been in the country at all to launch the attack. French police cited in national media reports state that the man was not on any extremism or terrorism watch lists. The synagogue sustained significant fire damage, but fortunately there were no other injuries. The Jerusalem Post cited Rabbi Shemuel Lubetzky of Rouen, who said police had not yet allowed him into the synagogue to inspect the damage, but apparently the holy books had not been harmed. He said, the Torah scrolls were not touched. It's the most important thing there is in the synagogue. Many European states have seen soaring levels of anti-Semitic attacks since Hamas launched its deadly terror strike against Israel last year, including France. As noted earlier this year, data from the nation's interior ministry and community groups showed a 280% rise of attacks registered year on year, with the number of attacks just in the 3 months after October 7 equaling the number of attacks in the previous 3 years combined.